Dr. Remington Ferguson dictating. Cardiovascular Clearance Foundation Green, G-R-E-E-N, first name Philip, P-H-I-L-L-I-P. The date of birth, May 21, 1965. Date of evaluation, April 29, 2025. Referring physician, Saqib, S-A-Q-I-B, Hassan, H-A-S-A-N. The chief complaint, 55-year-old male is seen preoperatively at the schedule for laminectomy fusion L3-L4, period. The HBIB patient reports an industrial injury in June, progression on June 29, 2022, during which he suffered a back injury, period. He stated that he began having extra pain radiating down the leg at that time, period. Pain is described as shooting, but at times intense pain brought on without activity. It is believed with lying down, period. He had undergone a conservative course of treatment without significant improvement, period. Patient is now felt to require surgical intervention, period. He has had no chest pain or apnea or PND, period. The past medical history includes 1, hypertension, neck number, erectile dysfunction, neck number, BPH, neck number, diabetes type 2. Past surgical history, bilateral knee surgery in 1989 and 94 respectively. He previously underwent fusion of L4-5 in 1999. Medications, Lyrica 100 milligrams take 2 daily, Lomax 0.4 milligrams 1 daily, Lisinopril 10 milligrams, so correction, Lisinopril 10 milligrams 1 daily, Multivise daily, Cialis 5 milligrams daily, T3 2000 units daily, Ibuprofen, 600 milligrams, PRN. The allergies, gabapentin. The family history, father died of a myocardial infarction at age 73. There is further history of pancreatic cancer that is close. Liver transplant. A brother died of cancer. The social history, patient, much occasional alcohol use, but denies cigarette smoking or drug use. Review systems. Otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination. Blood pressure 143/81. Pulse 84. Respiratory rate of 18. Height 64 inches, weight 222.4 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The data review. ECG is pending. Impression, this is a 55-year-old male who sustained an injury to the low back, period. was subsequently diagnosed with radiculopathy of the lumbosacral region, common spinal stenosis of the lumbar region with neurogenic claudication, spondylolisthesis of the lumbar region, period. Patient is now anticipated to undergo surgery, period. He is relatively stable for pain, period. He is clear for pain.